I'll tell you how our club has been involved in emergency communications. You want to start? I mean, what?
Well, yeah. Larry has been here for the last, and Bruton, he's president of the club up there. I retired out of the military just under 2 years ago, and we retired here to Milton. Well, I got to looking around, and I was shocked. There are no amateur radio repeaters north of Milton, except for one, and that's their repeaters. Well, you know, when the power goes out or there's a storm or something like that, people are without communication.
Yeah.
And after Katrina on the Gulf Coast down there, you had months that with guys like us with our radios were doing the police calls and answering emergency calls. And I thought, well, what would happen if something like that happens today? Now, Southern Santa Rosa County and Central Park County, they've got all this equipment. But there's nothing in the north end. And Escambia County, Alabama, across the line. So there's this new technology called D-Star. With it, you can transmit further. You can send data. You can send forms. You can send supply lists for medicines or whatever you need. You can send emails, video, photos. You can't do that with regular radio. And I thought, you know, it'd be a good idea if these people that had radio license and live in these rural areas could kind of band together. So I got with Larry, and the Bruton Club said, that'd be a great idea. And they kind of sponsored this.
Okay.
And then we've started on this project, and we hope to put a repeater in near Jay, and it'll have a 30 to 40 mile coverage. And we have two locations we're looking at near Jay. One is off Highway 89 north, and the other is on Highway 4 north, or Highway 4 in Jay. But it's high enough and tall enough that it would reach a broad area from Atmore to almost Wing, Alabama. And it would get all of Jay and Munson and Berrydale and Allentown and all those areas. And if something happens, they always send the resources to Pensacola or Fort Walton, the big places. But what about us? You know?
Yeah.
So this is something that would help the rural areas. And it would enable us to stay in contact with state emergency management, to call for help if we need it. And, you know, say you have your dad or your mom or somebody lives out in the area and you need to send them a message.
Yeah.
You can do that too. Even if the cell phones are down or the